Plane will be out flying in front of these supercells, and we're using our radar in order to better determine how strong these storms are. And we're sending this information down to the folks on the ground. We've got a big UAV, UAS contingency that'll be flying along with us, along with ground radar. So between us in the sky and the front of these storms and the ground units, we're out here to better predict how large these cells are, better predict tornadoes, and our radars are key in helping do that. So these storms out in the Midwest, they're a lot different than hurricanes that we're used to flying. We can fly big storms over water, and it can be fairly easy sometimes. Mm-hmm. These big storms in the Midwest, these storms pack a punch. We fly out in front of it anywhere from about 2,500 feet AGL to about 4,500 feet AGL. So we're going to be in front of the storms, keeping about a five-mile distance as these things race across the country, and we'll just kind of go in lawnmower patterns back and forth using our radar to map these storms. I think our area of operations goes down towards Dallas and up towards North Dakota and all the way east as well. So our area of ops is fairly big, and our plane can get to those places that are hard to reach for the ground units. We'll be here through about the end of June, so it's about a 45-day project. We have about 130 hours or so of flight time to use, and it looks like even with the way this weekend's shaping up, we'll be ready to fly here coming up soon.